You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds for this one, Papi Cisse to score in a Newcastle win is 3-1 and Connor Wickham to score in a Crystal Palace win is 7-1. We talked earlier about Eden Hazard and Cesc Fabregas coming out and saying that they didn't want Spurs to win the title. Interestingly, Alan Pardew this week, Derek, has come out and said that he's desperate for Newcastle to avoid relegation. Probably a little bit bizarre, given that he's taking his Crystal Palace side to St James's this weekend.
Yeah, and then rage, the old hippo head Sam Allardyce, doesn't it? He's hopping mad. He's trying to play mind games. You know, if only he had a mind. He was saying, you know, he's saying the Palace players are being on the pop, and you know, it's not right, etc., etc. The kind of thing Ferg used to say, you know, when they were in that battle with Newcastle all those years ago. Basically, it boils down to this: Palace have given up for the season. They're in the FA Cup final. They probably have been on the pop all week, and Newcastle are even money under Rafa Benitez to win at home. And it's the banker bet, not of this weekend. Probably of the season, young man.
I'll take your word for it.
Evens Newcastle. I'm on it, and I'll be on it all weekend.
Okay, even money for Newcastle. Are you as dogmatic, DK?
I think he's wrong. I think McGovern's wrong here. I just think even money's too short on Newcastle. I agree. Of the three outcomes, they are the most likely winner. But I can't be having Newcastle at even money to win a Premier League game this season. They've got a few injury concerns. They'll be without Daryl Yanmat and Fabrizio Coloccini for the last three games, but maybe not major concern because they have performed without them. Johan Gufran and Stephen Taylor, fortunately for Newcastle, are doubts as well. So those two won't be playing, and Stephen Taylor in particular has been dismal all season. Pardew's got a slight concern over Wilfred Zaha, but Palace have no other injury worries, really. And I know that they are in an FA Cup final, and maybe the players will be thinking about that, but it is 3 weeks away, that FA Cup final. And I think it's typical of Alan Pardew to say, oh, I want Newcastle to stay in the Premier League here, whereas he knows he's going to go to St James's Park on Saturday afternoon, and he's going to face a hostile reception there because things didn't end well with him and Newcastle. I think he'd love to beat Newcastle secretly.
Really?
I reckon he'd absolutely relish the chance to turn them over on Saturday afternoon. I think we saw Derek with Rafa Benitez at last week at Anfield. No hostility there, and Liverpool eased off to a certain extent in the second half. I think we'll see a lot of hostility here, and that will spur the Palace players on to performing. Even though Crystal Palace haven't won a Premier League away trip since December the 19th, they have picked up only 5 points in 9 road games subsequently. I think we've seen a little bit of the old Palace in them, the old spark, the last few games. I think Palace could win this. I quite like Palace to win this at 13-5, and I disagree with Derek. I think Newcastle are just a little bit too short at even money.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.